It's been amazing. I think obviously when we were out in Canada, we didn't realise how big it was actually back here, and coming back, having people meet us at the airport, interviews, and it just shows how much the country has got behind us and how big women's football has come. And not only that, I think when you look at the attendances from yesterday's game, and they've all increased in large numbers, it's pretty special for everyone involved in women's football, and we just want to make sure that it continues growing and we can put on good performances.
For you personally, what has this week been like? Because your old club, Reading, they claim this was a record transfer. That must put pressure on you.
Not really. I think I'm here to play football. I'm not here to worry about the money side of it. That's for other people to discuss. Whether it was a record transfer fee, I don't know. I don't know any of the figures. But I think for me, it's just a case of getting out on the pitch and enjoying myself. And obviously there comes a pressure, but that's just because you're playing for a top side, not the fact that you've been sold over to someone like this. And I think I've just got to make sure that I'm enjoying it, and as long as I'm enjoying it, I know I'll be playing well.
It's sometimes churlish to make comparisons between the men's and women's game, but I'm going to have to do it today because we're speaking on a day when Raheem Sterling has become the most expensive English player, £49 million. Do you think there's ever a time when the women's game would rival the men's game in the amount of money it can attract? Or in some ways, is that not what the women's game should be aiming for?
I mean, obviously it's great that the women's game is getting more exposure. I think for the women's game, I wouldn't like to see that kind of money being splashed around and people being paid that much, because I think it would change the game too much. But I think there are ways that it can develop, and I think there is a lot more funding that can go into it, especially just, you look at some clubs who aren't professional at the moment and they've got some players that are on £25 a week, and how are you supposed to improve a player when they're travelling 3 hours a night to try and get to training and they're only getting £25 a week? But that's something obviously that the clubs need to work out. But I think comparing it to the men's game is very difficult because there is so much money in the men's game, and for me personally, I wouldn't like it to see it go that way, but I don't see why it won't. Obviously you're looking at now that there are a lot more professional contracts, we're doing well internationally, which is only going to increase the profile, but yeah, I think it's all down to us and how we perform and how we can change people's opinions.
Of your own personal story, how has football helped you? Because obviously you lost your mum so young, understandably depressed, and left the game for a while. What has it meant to you to get back involved and to prove that you are one of the very best in the country?
It's pretty special for me. When I look back now, I never really thought about my journey until people have come up to me and spoke to me, look at what you were like back then, especially people who I'm close with, who knew me through the whole time period, and they say, look how you were then and look at you now. It's amazing. And I think when I sit down and think about it, it's all going 100 miles an hour for me at the moment, so I haven't really had time to kind of sit there and go, wow, okay, yeah, I've been through a lot of stuff, but I've managed to pull myself through, and now I'm playing for, as you said, the top side in women's football, and it's pretty special for me, and I just want to keep improving and keep playing well and hopefully do more for England. And yeah, it's all about the football.
How will it affect the game in this country, the fact that there isn't going to be another chance at the Olympics next year, no Team GB in Rio?
Obviously it's really disappointing for us as players, because I think we all wanted to be involved in it, but that's something out of our hands, and we have to just deal with it and get on with playing well for our clubs and playing for our countries. And I think there's always going to be a bit of tension there when people want to play in it and people don't, but I think we've just got to focus on ourselves, and that's one thing that we're very good at as a nation is focusing on ourselves and not trying to let others affect how we play. And obviously a lot of the girls will be disappointed, because obviously we qualified, and we qualified well to be able to go to Rio, but I think obviously we've just got to focus on our club football, and then internationally as well, we've got to make sure that we're still competing with the best and being the best in the world. So yeah.
What is the rivalry like among the teams in the WSL? Because obviously so many of you have just lived through this amazing adventure in Canada, and now you've got to go head-to-head again. We've got so many Chelsea players in that England squad, so many Arsenal players. What's it like when you come up against each other?
I think you just put international behind you. I think you've got to focus on getting the 3 points for your team, and you can see in performances recently where there has been a bit of a tussle in games and between international players, but as soon as you go on international, you then forget about club. So it's about being professional and doing things right and making sure that you're doing everything you can to get the 3 points for your club and try and put that side away from you. But it is difficult, obviously, when you spend a lot of time with certain people and they go back to their clubs, you go back to yours. It's difficult to try and pick up that rivalry again, but you just have to make sure you do it so you give your team the best chance of winning.